Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We do give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. You're on your way to work, getting the kids off to school, getting the spouse off to work, whatever the circumstances are. Well, if we got you, we want you to be listening to us for that brief period of time. And the way you do that is by downloading all the platforms. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. And, if you can do that, you got us. And there we are. It's very easy. Look, you got the iPhone, you got the iPoppy, you got all the things that you need to grab us. Even an Android, funky as they can be. But you get the Android and you're good to go as well. And all you got to do, go to those platforms that I talked about, /talk, and we're right there for you. I mean, it's literally the easiest thing you ever want to do. And if you happen to be sitting at the desk already, for many of you, you are. It's a circumstance where, guess what? You're sitting at the desk, you got things going on, you're busy, 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 and click on our Listen Live button. Sports Byline USA, Listen Live, and we're right there for you. Now, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. And with that being in mind, it's literally, the kids just, they got our back, and that's what it comes down to. So you see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them, and be on your way, because they're running towards the danger while we are running away from it. Well, we're going to step aside right here. When we come back, we'll set the table for you here on the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, it is. So, we're talking headlines here. Draft is in the rearview mirror, but not that far in the rearview mirror. And the NFL is a 24/7 league. We got a bunch of NBA going on as well. And we'll talk about that as we go. But when you look at it and you look at the NFL draft, the fallout will continue. And part of the fallout, Russ Brandon resigning as the president of the Bills. Now, understand something. For the Pakula Entertainment and Sports Organization, they have, or Sports and Entertainment, I reversed it. They believe in the pyramid of team, one guy at the top, Tim and Kerry at the top, and you know, then a president, and then it trickles down to the other people involved in various different sports. And Russ Brandon has been there preceding their ownership and had some success with the Bills and some success with the Sabres, but not as much as they would like to do. And he's been with them with the organizations for 20 years. And now he's been director of non-football operations, general manager, CEO, president, a little bit of everything. And all well and good, but he's stepping aside as the Pegulas put more and more of their stamp on it. They've got a brand new coach from last year, brand new general manager from last year. They think they got their quarterback of the future with Josh Allen. We're going to find out. And Kim Pegula is taking over. And we'll see whether or not, as president, she's capable of doing this, whether or not, it ends up being one of those, hey, somebody in the family has a job situations, or, the success ends up happening. I don't know. I do know that this organization has been enveloped in futility for a long time. I question whether or not getting rid of their quarterback at this time while they were getting ready to draft another one was the proper thing to do. Okay. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I honestly don't know. But they've made the decision. Brandon's gone. I don't know if there was a power play involved or trickle down came from more from the people themselves within the Sabres organization, within the Bills organization, who said, look, you know, this guy's just sitting at the top, really not doing anything other than giving an opinion on what we're doing, which is all well and good, but we got plenty of opinions in the building. So what are we going down that road for? So, you know, I get it, but it's interesting that it happened after the draft and not before the draft. I guess maybe they gave him the courtesy of having that one last draft and being able to swing for the fences. Now, you know, Buffalo, as I said, we're going to be evaluating and absorbing some of these very different draft classes, and we will go in that direction. But the Bills, it's all about Josh Allen. I mean, that's literally it. Now, they traded up to get him at 7 because they were worried that somebody else was going to make a move, either Miami, perhaps even New England, because there's rumblings coming out of New England. They were willing to trade up to number 2 to go after Baker Mayfield. Look, the finished product is Rosen. I mean, there's no getting around it. He is the most polished, ready quarterback in this draft. If Sam Bradford is not healthy and he's playing on a degenerative knee, if they decide that Mike Glennon, poor Mike Glennon, man, guy never gets an opportunity anywhere, isn't capable enough to get it done, it'll be Josh Rosen's team from Jump Street. I think personally they're going to want to sit him for about half the year and let him get him acclimated to the NFL game. Hopefully he doesn't alienate the locker room in the meantime, because he's been very opinionated about where he thinks he should have gone in the draft, which was number 1. And this is coming from a guy who also said he didn't want to play in Cleveland. Now, I happen to believe he's a very good quarterback and is going to be a very good quarterback in this league. Bills chose to take Josh Allen. I've talked ad nauseum about Josh Allen. He's not accurate. And he's not accurate. Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott were in sync on this. They want this guy because he's got a cannon arm. They always talk about winter football up in Buffalo. And yeah, in December, you get some of it. And it's important to be able to throw through that kind of weather. He played up in Wyoming. He had to deal with it before. It doesn't come into play as often. It's maybe 1 or 2 games a year. I mean, you could get the fluke weather pattern and maybe it ends up being 4 or 5. I get that. But, I mean, you look at some of the busts that they've had at the quarterback position after Jim Kelly. I mean, J.P. Lozman and E.J. Manuel, who they traded up for again. They bring in A.J. McCarron. Okay. But this is a stopgap guy. I mean, I've never, and I watch a lot of Bama football, he did perform well when he had the limited opportunity with Cincinnati, but he also had a very good team around him. So maybe if the team itself is first rate, maybe he'll perform excellently and they'll make the playoffs again. But here you are, you're sitting in the middle of a situation where I think New England's vulnerable. The wheels are going to fall off Tom Brady at some point in time. They have to. He's 40 years old. And here you are, you're tweaking your situation because you don't believe in your quarterback, so you ship him out of town. And then you draft a quarterback who's green as grass with a bridge guy in between. Which team in this division is going to take advantage of New England? Or are they going to continue to tread mediocrity? Miami didn't make a move for a quarterback. The Jets did. But he's at least a year away, probably more. Josh McCown's not the answer. Teddy Bridgewater might be the answer. I don't know what kind of shape his leg's in, though. I think the Jets are going to surprise people this year. I think they're going to play to around 500. But with that being said, it's not going to be good enough. So maybe Buffalo's able to sneak in again, but I don't know. And it's also going to depend on how quick Josh Allen picks up the playbook. He, from all accounts, does that pretty well. But again, I want to see it. And I want to see it on the field. And Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, their jobs depend on this guy panning out. They gave up a lot of capital to get him. They had it to spend. But he's got to succeed. He doesn't succeed, they're done. Both of them. Now, the original move from 22 to 16 was surprising. And they had a big volume of draft picks. I mean, in theory, they got two very good players because their second one was Tremaine Edmonds. But we'll see. Again, lack of production. And we'll talk about that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black. Stay tuned.
Lamar Jackson bouncing it outside, now cutting it back and into the end zone. Touchdown. A grown man run by Lamar Jackson.
Allen has completed five in a row, looking for number six. Loads it up deep towards the end zone. Pass is caught for the touchdown. C.J. Johnson has it. And the Cowboys strike again, and Josh Allen is 100% healthy today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Looking, drops it off.
caught. Jamabo. First down, UCLA, and he gets out of bounds. Rosen fakes the spike in the end zone. Touchdown! Whoa! Jordan Lasley!
Tough matchup down in this area.
Second and eight. Play action, put to the end zone. Touchdown! The Sooners strike quickly. Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Yeah, you know the drill. Affiliates all around the country, loving. And, you know, rightfully so. They give us a lot of love, and we appreciate being on in their cities. We're talking about the Buffalo Bill draft, also the resignation of their president. And, you know, it jobs are dependent upon this. I don't know how this is going to play out, but jobs are dependent upon this. And we're going to see. We're going to see. Again, with the second pick in the first round, they get Tremaine Edmonds. And he's, in theory, a darn good football player. He looks the part. He's 6'5", 243 pounds. 5.5 sacks in college. He's young, very young. Ran a 40 and 4.5. You know, he's 20 years old, and he didn't produce. They lost the guy who ran their defense in Preston Brown, who went to the Cincinnati Bengals. Again, he came out early. He only had 5 sacks his entire career on a team that emphasized defense. At Virginia Tech, he played for one of the best defensive coordinators that there was and is. In theory, yeah. But there's a real distinct possibility he could be just a workout warrior. And if that ends up being the case, if they whiff on the first two draft picks, they're done. They're done. Backtracking this year, falling out of the playoffs this year, going from their 9-7 last year to a 6-10 this year, will set this franchise back like nobody's business. And they'll have, here's McCarron on a 2-year deal. They'll have no choice but to play the kid, and they'll throw him to the wolves. You know, third round pick, number 96 overall, Harrison Phillips at Stanford. He's a big ugly. He's a high school wrestler, strong. They address things on defense. They're getting Kyle Williams back for one more year, but, you know, guy's 35 years old, and they're looking for this guy to replace him. And they just signed Star Luatelli. 5 years, 50. So, I mean, they're putting the slabs of beef up there. Whether or not it performs remains to be seen. They grabbed Taron Johnson out of Weber State, round 4. He's probably going to start. Saron Neal out of Jacksonville State. He's depth. He's got some size. He's 6 foot, 206 pounds. He's probably going to end up being a sub-package guy. And, you know, again, from this point on, fine. You know, all you're doing is addressing depth and hoping you hit a home run somewhere. They got a swing guy along the offensive line, Wyatt Teller, also out of Vatek. You notice they hit big programs for the most part, except Jacksonville and Weber. But, you know, Stanford, 2 out of Vatek. the big arm quarterback. And, you know, they mixed it a little bit. Ray McCloud. Smaller dude and probably a slot, but he is fast, fast, fast. If you remember him playing, their quarterbacks would go to him when it mattered. So, you know, the only thing that really kept him from going higher than round six was his size. And then Ricky Prohl's kid got drafted in round seven, Austin Prohl. He broke his collarbone, basically. He only played six games. And he's another slot guy. So, you know, here's the deal. You know, what's going to happen there is they're going to throw it up there and make the best man win, and any other person's going to end up on the practice squad. And that's cool. You know, somebody's got to be there. And if he ends up being the case, well, so be it. You know, but again, the top of this draft for them is scary. And it is scary. Like I said, jobs are on the line with this. And if you don't think so, come talk to me in 3 years. Already cost for us, Brandon. And again, I don't know if it was power struggle or whatever circumstances are, but he gone. And he won't be the last one out the door unless it plays out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I'll stay in division. And go to Miami. They got a steal with Minka Fitzpatrick. And I heard a lot of people talking about the fact, well, you know, this guy, you don't really know if he's a safety. You really don't know if he's a defensive back. Well, he can play both. And what he's doing you is he's giving you flexibility and also a lot of depth. So if he pans and he starts, that's one thing. If he doesn't, that's okay, too. I don't mean not panning out, because he's going to pan out. But he doesn't have to start. Now, they were looking to move up and get a high-end guy for Ryan Tannehill. But Buffalo got in front of him, and Arizona got in front of him, and the price that the Giants wanted, or the Cleveland wanted, for the number four overall pick, and that was in play, was just too high. Just way too high. And Miami, they will have to deal with that situation. But here's the thing, and this is what people forget about with Ryan Tannehill, is that with Adam Gase, he was making progress. It wasn't superstar progress. You know, he screwed it up by not taking care of the knee when it initially got injured, and then he got injured again, and you know, the Cutler thing didn't work out, and the town itself really soured on Tannehill. I don't know that Adam Gase soured on Tannehill. Now, the organization supposedly was looking to replace him. They weren't able to make the move, and I think maybe by not making the move, they addressed a lot of needs that they had. I'll take it back to what I was talking about with the Jets and with New England and with Buffalo, and who's going to make that move to perhaps go after New England as Tom Brady gets older and New England becomes more vulnerable. Well, Tannehill and Mike Tannenbaum, who runs their draft, respectively, have underachieved throughout their careers. Well, this is Tannehill's last opportunity to step up and show that he belongs to be a starting quarterback in this draft. And as far as Tannenbaum goes, As much as I hate to admit it, because I ain't a fan, he ran the Jets into the ground. I thought he nailed it in this draft. Minka's going to start on day one. Mike Gesicki is going to start on day one. He's not, he's not a blocker, but he skies. I think Julius Thomas is still on the team, and if he is, they could team up with a double tight end situation there, because he didn't do squadouche for them yesterday. Last year, I should say. But, I thought he nailed it. I truly did, especially with those first two picks. He picked another one, doubling down, grabbing Durham Smythe. And this guy is a really good blocker. They can use him as an inline tight end and help out the tackles. They put some thought into this for a change. He was round four. Round three, they grabbed Jerome Baker out of Ohio State. Fast dude. Covers pass catchers. He was a notch below the other guys as far as how he was rated. But again, getting it done. Let's hit the pause button right there. When we come back, more NFL right after this brief timeout. I'm Black. You are not. Please don't go anywhere.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack on Bob Black at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Talking about the Miami Dolphins, covering the AFC East, and decently so, and we'll get the Jets here in just a minute. Round four, they went to a big running back. Now, you could see that Gase is trying to get this team back on page. They put too much pressure on the quarterbacks last year. You know, Cutler didn't have it, and it wasn't Cutler's fault. He came in literally at the very end, had to hit the ground running. He played decently, but not great. Their defense completely underachieved. They couldn't run the football. They got Jay Ajayi out of town as quickly as possible. You know, these kind of things happen. And it was just one of those years. They took the opportunity in this particular draft, and they did hold on to their draft capital to, in my opinion, maybe have the best draft in the entire draft. And that's, you know, again, when I talk about Mike Tannenbaum, it's never in glowing terms. And I like what they did. I mean, I think they took five guys out of this draft that are going to start from day one. And Kalen Ballage is one of them as well. He's a kid out of Arizona State. 6'2". He's big. He's tall. 222 pounds, but he runs a 4.46. Now, the only thing, and you got to point at it, he split time with Demario Richard as Arizona State, and he never rushed for more than 700 yards in a season. In the fourth round, he's complete value. There's a number of things going on here. Number one, he doesn't have any mileage on the legs. You know, number two, they signed Frank Gore, who's, I think he's 2 years below me. And they have Kenyon Drake on the roster. So, you know, this kid's a battering ram with speed. But he never was the full-time guy at ASU. Now, in college, you will get that situation. Look at what happened in Georgia. Look at what happened to a certain degree at Auburn. Same thing in Alabama. There's always multiple backs who need to get touches. But again, the first five guys within the draft for this Miami Dolphin offense, to me, they're going to step on the field day one and play. And if that ends up being the case, if they went 5 for 5 with their first picks, and it's, you know, again, it's bold. Yeah, I never thought I'd say this. Tannenbaum should get executive of the year. And I mean, man, I never thought I'd say that. Never. And then, you know, they were for some depth at the back end. And understandably so. I mean, they had a lot of need on this team. You know, you got a guy that reached for in round six, Cornell Armstrong. You know, he's fast. It's basically what it is. And then they went for Quentin Poling, the linebacker out of Ohio, who's a little undersized. He's 6 foot. He's 238 pounds, but he's 6 foot. And then they drafted a kicker out of New Mexico. So, I mean, you know, okay. And literally, they don't have a kicker on their roster, so they'll be bringing in other guys too. But, you know, to me, that's an A draft. It really is. God, I hate those spitting those words out after he destroyed the Jets. But it is. It's an A draft. And, you know, again, if they get five guys out of that team, that start. And again, the running back's going to play split time. We get that. But if they get five guys who play, it's, Tannenbaum just hit a home run and probably saved his and Adam Gase's job. So, you know, we're going to find out about that soon enough. But, again, we'll see. Now, the Jets, and you know about the move that they made moving up. And that's all well and good. They had to do it. But now, they have five quarterbacks on their roster. So, people are going to start getting moved. And there's going to be competition. And we'll find out as, you know, whether or not these guys can come to fruition. Jets made their bold move. Understandably so, they had to. But in doing so, they gave up a lot of draft capital. And their organization is dependent right now on whether or not Sam Darnold turns into, you know, a first-rate quarterback who can get it done and carry the franchise for the 10 years, or if he turns into Mark Sanchez. And people forget, and I talked about this before the draft, Mark Sanchez got this team to two AFC championship games. They were a game from the Super Bowl and got thwarted both times and played for a completely defensive-minded coach who had zero interest in coaching offense. And the development or lack thereof of Mark Sanchez showed. Pete Carroll wanted him to stay in school. He didn't do it. He went for the money. Understandable. And he's bounced around the league. And he's still getting a paycheck. And this is, what is he now? Bowles is going into year three. Right? So, I mean, he's 8 years in the league now. You know, he is what he is as a player. He's not going to get any better from this point. All the bad habits that he developed, the lack of coaching, and everything else that went on. You know, okay. Well, part of the deal. But what coulda, woulda, shoulda? Well, they got Sam Darnold, who, you know, let's be honest about it. He led all of college football with 22 turnovers last year, 13 interceptions and 9 fumbles. That's it in a nutshell right there. He can make every throw. He looks the part. He'll put the ball where it needs to be. But if the turnovers turn into a problem in the National Football League, he'll be out of the league in 5 years. Because somebody will, you know, he'll bounce. Jets will keep him for the four, pick up the fifth option, and then he'll bounce after that. But if he turns into one of those guys that you can't count on to protect the football, and is it playing quarterback, look, this isn't the days of the Steve Walshes and the guys who couldn't make throws. Everybody who plays quarterback in a National Football League can make 90% of the throws. You get the freak every once in a while like Josh Allen who can make every throw that ever has been conceived. But everybody else can make the throws. Otherwise, they don't make the roster. So what's it about? It's about protecting the ball. It's about ball security. And he is lacking at that, to be kind. It was a competitive conference. Good defenses. Stanford played good defense. UCLA played decent defense. Both the Arizonas played good defense. But it's not an NFL defense. And he's going to have to step in and learn relatively quickly. He's got good people to learn off of. It's amazing how Teddy Bridgewater could go from being a young up-and-coming quarterback to a mentor now for a guy who's going to take his job. but Christian Hackenberg will be gone. I think, you know, I'll make a little side prediction here, a little side wager, picky wager, is that he'll end up on the Houston roster with Bill O'Brien to see if O'Brien can salvage him and at least have him as a career in a backup sense. But he'll be gone. Bryce Petty will be gone. And eventually, as somebody's starter gets hurt over the course of the year, if Darnold's making any level of progress, either McCown or Teddy Bridgewater will be gone. So they don't lose the season. And that's exactly how it's going to play out in New York. Now, the kid does win. He's 20-4 as a starter. He lives in the gym. His teammates love him. And he seems to have this capacity to be able to just let it go. Which, if you're a quarterback, you need it. Now, they gave up their capital to move up in the draft, so they had to go to round three where they drafted a guy named Nathan. Hope he doesn't turn into a Shepherd, a defensive tackle out of Fort Hays State. All right, now this kid is unique. He's 6'4", 315, born and raised in Canada, wanted to play in the United States, didn't have the money to do it, took 2 years off from college football. He's 25 years old. He's an athletic freak. And they want him to be in the rotation, and they think he can be that good. If he is, he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be one of the great stories in the history of the league. I mean, and that's how odd of a story this could end up being. But he is 25 years old. So we'll see. Maccagnan loves him. They drafted him in the third round, so there must have been other teams that were looking at him in the same way for them to make that pick. They got Chris Herndon out of Miami. And that's what sticks with me a little bit. After giving Austin Seferian Jenkins basically what was his last chance, Jenkins got out of town as quickly as he could. Now, Herndon, he would have gone on day two and not day three. He's 6'4", 253. He had an MCL injury in his knee late in November. So that's why he didn't go. But he's athletic. He's accomplished. If he's healthy, he's going to be real good. Trust me. Perry Nickerson, they got the cornerback out of Tulane. 4.32 at the combine. I have no idea if he can cover anybody. But 4.32 at the combine will get you a lot of attention. We also need to pay attention to commercials, and that's where we're going right now. I'm Black. You're not. Please don't go anywhere.
A scrimmage, so it's second down and 10. Here's Darnold. First throw of the night.
Close to the first down marker. Nashawn Hughes in the first down. Darnold looking left. Step shot. Throws. Touchdown! Deontay Burnett!
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, as we're wrapping it up here in the Attack, got again a little more Jet stuff, and the way they wound it up, I mean, I understand it. Again, you're throwing darts at this point in time. They drafted a defensive lineman, Fetukasi, out of Connecticut. Athletic, undersized, didn't play a high level of competition. Prefers playing inside, and depth, cannon fodder. More than anything else. Like I said, the Nicholson pick is intriguing just because how fast a guy can run. He might be running towards the exit by the time it's all said and done, but he can do it quickly. Trenton Cannon, the guy that got out of Virginia State, here's a D2 guy. And one thing for the Jets and McCagnan, they do their research. And Cannon got one partial scholarship at a college, and that's the Shepherd University. This guy can flat out run fast. 5'10", 185, there's your issue. 4'4", 40, 1,863 yards, 20 touchdowns. He's going to be running back punts and kickoffs. This is exactly what he's going to do. He needs to hold on to the ball. And if he gets a couple of returns, that's what it's going to be all about. Literally, that's what it's going to be all about. So, you know, how it plays out remains to be seen. I think if they get any level of quarterback play, that they're going to push 500. I really do. But they're going to have to make a lot of opportunities happen for some of these young kids. One thing about Todd Bowles, because his job is on the line, he better get used to playing younger guys because he doesn't do it more often than not. He's about exciting as watching paint dry. Well, this is his year right here. If it don't happen, he's gone. McCagnan may be gone too, but he's gone. So we'll see how it plays out. Well, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with more fun and frivolity later on. So take good care.